Hello there, this is Nigel Ogden back with you once again to introduce this week's edition of The Organist Entertains. I'm afraid my first job tonight is rather a sad one, as we pay tribute to popular theatre and electronic organist David Hamilton, who, although only in his early 40s, died about 3 weeks ago. A brief look at David's career in a moment, but first here he is at the Compton Organ of the State Theatre Grays with a delightful performance of the Ascot Gavotte. David Hamilton at the State Grays. David was born in Melrose, Scotland, and received the usual early training on piano and church organ. After he left school, he decided to go into catering and spent quite some time studying on the continent. During a period of training in Bradford, he heard Arnold Loxham playing the Gaumont's Mighty Wurlitzer, and having obtained permission to practice on the organ, David was eventually invited to feature the Wurlitzer each afternoon during the film programme. Sometime later, he took a post in catering management in the south of England, but fortunately was able to have access to several local theatre organs, including the Granada Slough Wurlitzer, where he was featured in several major presentations. Well, such was his involvement in the organ world by this time that he decided to take the plunge and become a full-time professional musician. As well as regular performances for various theatre organ societies, David was a major figure in the electronic organ world, playing in clubs, ice rinks, accompanying summer season shows, and for a number of years he was in charge of con organs in the UK. Fairly recently, David had opened his own electronic organ retail business in Huddersfield, but the recurrence of the illness for which he had a major operation a few years ago proved to be fatal, and he will be sadly missed by his many friends in the music world. Well, let's listen to him once again, this time at the Gaumont State Kilburn Wurlitzer and part of Kalman's Village Children.
Thank you.
The State Kilburn Wurlitzer, played by David Hamilton, who died 3 weeks ago. Well, let's move on to electronics now and listen to Neil Jarman's arrangement of A Walk in the Black Forest, played on Yamaha FX-10. Neil Jarman, a long way from his hometown of Sheffield, taking a walk in the Black Forest in the company of the Yamaha FX-10. Our next item features the same make of organ, but a different model. This time it's the D85, superbly controlled, as always, by our young friend John Walker, one of the popular organists down at Turner's Musical Merry-Go-Round in Northampton. As Turner's is situated in Queen Eleanor Vale, John decided to get his manuscript paper out and compose the Eleanor Waltz, and here it is.
Thank you.
The Eleanor Waltz, composed and delightfully played by John Walker on Yamaha D85 Electronic. Well, our star this week is, just for a change, not a person, but the mighty Wurlitzer theatre organ. I don't think many people would deny the fact that the name of Wurlitzer is surely the best known in the world as far as theatre organs are concerned. In fact, in the days when just about every cinema had an organ, billings outside theatres and in newspapers would sometimes proclaim that so-and-so would be appearing nightly at the mighty Wurlitzer, despite the fact that the instrument inside was of a different make altogether. Well, although Wurlitzer musical instruments have been in existence for over 200 years, it was in fact an Englishman who, by going over to America and joining the Wurlitzer Company, was in many ways responsible for the production of instruments which were capable of producing thrilling sounds like these. George Wright at the Wurlitzer of the Fox Theatre, San Francisco. Well, the Englishman I refer to is Robert Hope Jones. He was born on the Wirral in 1859, and following the usual years of schooling, his first job was as chief electrician with the Lancashire and Cheshire Telephone Company. And his experience during this time led him to put his knowledge to use in the development of a reliable electric action for church organs. At St. John's Church in Birkenhead, where he was organist and choirmaster, Hope Jones rebuilt the organ in 1892 and wheeled the mobile console outside into the churchyard to demonstrate how efficiently electricity connected the keys with the pipes, no matter what distance was involved between the two. Although not perfect, the Birkenhead organ became world famous, and Hope Jones received more work than he could actually cope with. News of his success had reached the other side of the Atlantic, so Mr. and Mrs. Hope Jones set sail for America in 1903, looking forward to a successful and rewarding career. Thank you. Pianina Mia, exquisitely played on the Senate Theatre Detroit, while it's heard by Lynn Larson. In 1907, Robert Hope Jones obtained sufficient financial support to open his own organ factory. Although the production side was highly successful, the business started to lose a lot of money, and it was sold to the Wurlitzer Company of North Tonawanda. Well, using Hope Jones' principles and developments, it wasn't long before the first Wurlitzer Hope Jones Unit Orchestra was rolling off the production line, a standardized organ in a horseshoe console specifically aimed at the growing cinema industry. Unfortunately, the new cinema organs Wurlitzer were producing were not the type of instruments Hope Jones had envisaged. But despite his persistence, Wurlitzer insisted that he must not undertake any more experimental work or interfere with their own designs, and eventually he was forbidden from entering the Wurlitzer factory. In despair and totally disillusioned, Robert Hope Jones committed suicide on the 12th of September 1914. Well, in happier vein, here's another track featuring one of Wurlitzer's finest creations, the magnificent Paramount New York organ with Ashley Miller at the console. Wurlitzer continued to produce theatre organs for 25 years after Hope Jones's death, and out of over 2,000 instruments made, many fine ones were installed in the UK by British organ builders appointed as Wurlitzer agents. There has always been a significant difference between the American and British Wurlitzer sound, and to end this part of the programme, let's hear the splendid organ which for over 40 years gave excellent service in the Granada-Clapham Junction. Here's Brian Rodwell with Louise. Thank you. Brian Rodwell and Louise at the Granada Clapham Junction. Well, we do like to be topical on this programme, and I think we can rely on the title of this next number being pretty accurate quite a few times between now and next spring. Billy Duncan on Hammond B3000 plays Here's That Rainy Day. Billy Duncan, complete with Brolly, Wellies and Hammond B3000, Here's That Rainy Day. Well, if you want to know where to find some live theatre organ music during the next 7 days, I'm about to tell you. Tomorrow evening's concert at the Bluecoat School Oldham at 7:30 features two charming young ladies, Julie Haig and Carolyn Riddick. And at the 3J's Gomersall, also at 7:30, Charles Horrocks will be playing the Compton. On Sunday the 18th, Byron Jones at the Municipal Hall Eston and Julie Haig at the City School Sheffield, both commencing at 2:30. And at 2:45, Alfred Furnish plays at Marston Green Hospital, Birmingham. At 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, Phil Kelsall at the Assembly Hall in Worthing. And at Stotfold Social Club, Joanna Fraser and Frank Fowler. Next Wednesday, the 21st, Brian Sharp at Turner's Musical Merry-Go-Round in Northampton at 7:45. And next Saturday, the 24th, at 7:30 p.m, a very special concert at the Tower Ballroom, Blackpool, to celebrate Reginald Dixon's 80th birthday. Phil Kelsall, Peter Jebson and George Blackmore will be in concert on the world-famous Wurlitzer, and later in the evening, music for dancing from other members of the Tower team of organists. Incidentally, in connection with next week's concert at the Tower, there have been one or two rumours circulating that Reg will be making a personal appearance during the evening. This is not the case. Although, naturally, Reg is very thrilled about the concert and is doing quite nicely at present, his doctor has strongly advised against him venturing outside on a wintry November night. So that is exactly what he's not going to do. Well, just about time to wind things up for this week, so let's get Franz Lambert on Verdi Galaxy to do the job properly with this lively medley of polkas. Deep in the heart of Texas, the Too Fat Polka and Under the Double Eagle from Franz Lambert on Verzi Galaxy, with a little help from his friends, providing a lively conclusion to this week's show. Thanks very much for your company this evening. Hope you'll be back with me at 9:15 next Friday. But until then, with thanks as always to producer Peter Pilbeam, this is Nigel Ogden saying all the best, and bye for now.